Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio. And stay with us all day long.
Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Well, good morning. I want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in on a wonderful sunny day. Of course, this is Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM right here in the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area, and of course, all the surrounding cities. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. And of course, we especially want to thank our friends and our other cohorts right here at Sunshine Radio and Radio St. Pete. 96.7 FM, if you're in a car and you're on another station and somebody told you, tune in. The sun is shining right here. We also want to thank all of those who are supporting our veterans in all the ways they can support. We really do appreciate you, especially you listeners. Feel free to download your show, okay? Enjoy it more than once. Send it to a friend. The new social media way of marketing radio is here to stay. We came up with the days when you just had to get it on your radio. Wasn't no phones playing radio. But we're adapting. And we are aiming at the younger veterans who are coming out. All my old veterans are still here. They still are listening. But it's the new generation that we're going after now. And this show today is to aim at that group. I just want to say one other thing. We are having a wonderful weekend here, and I want to mention Land on Your Feet Jazz Festival, downtown Tampa, Waterworks Park. This is, of course, WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. And you can tune in, of course, every Saturday morning, 8:30. And as we've been talking about this, I just want you to know that after this radio show this morning, I will be going to this jazz event and just checking it out. Hope to see someone there. Guess what? We're getting ready to go into an area of summertime. Of course, right here in our area. Summertime means travel, means vacations, means come and go. And we want you to know that if you're looking at summertime and you're looking at travel, don't forget, you can still check with our friends. And our friends are AARP. Check them out. Find the fun. Get a free map. Attractions, things to do, restaurants, shopping, beaches, parks. Find the fun. And say you heard it right here at 96.7 FM radio. I'll be right back. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Well, welcome back from that break. And I want to say something. As I go through our schedules at 96.7 FM, I'm impressed with the 5 a.m. jazz at daybreak. And that comes on before me. David Bassi. Got some good music. For the past 20 years, David Bassi has been the forefront of the music scene in Kansas City, taking touch from such legends as KC and the Sunshine Band, Charlie Parker, and many others. If you like jazz, tune in 96.7, 5 o'clock in the morning, and enjoy jazz. Now, I have a segment that I'm getting ready to do, because one of the things that we have to look at is what's happening with our VSOs. Originally, veteran service organizations that started off with the three or four big ones, VFW, AMVETS, American Legion. And lately in the last few years, it seems this Wounded Warriors have topped the size of what VSOs are about. I'm going to talk about the decline in VSOs and what we all have to do to try to get our younger veterans to help us change the standard old watering hole to something more adapted to this generation. Right now, coming up, here's a story I think you will thoroughly enjoy. Stay tuned.
Veterans tell 9 on Your Side it's extremely difficult to get young veterans involved in local organizations. They say there's a value in membership that makes veterans feel like they're back in their command. I went to Craven County to find out what they're doing to increase membership.
Karen Hacker has devoted her life to her country.
This one here was in Okinawa, Japan. It was my first duty station.
The Marine veteran served more than 20 years before moving to Craven County, getting involved in several veterans organizations.
Here I belong to the VFW Post 2514. I also belong to the Craven County Veterans Council.
Hacker is also a member of Disabled American Veterans Chapter 40. Her passion for serving others, apparent.
One of these days, I'm going to be a veteran. I'm going to pass away. And I hope and pray that there will be somebody, some veterans organization within Craven County that will be there to help.
Hacker is the van coordinator for the DAV, giving as many as 70 veterans a month rides to VA hospitals, helping them file claims and fighting on their behalf.
You just have compassion for veterans. And you want them to have the same compassion.
Her biggest fear is her organization closing up shop.
Most of our members are age 65 and older.
Hacker says, plain and simple, they are the last of a dying breed.
If young people don't get involved, all the chapters, not just DAV, will dissolve and there will be nothing for new veterans to get help.
If they don't realize that we need them as much as they need us, I don't know what to say.
DAV Life member David Rust.
Without them, we wouldn't exist. And without us, they wouldn't get the help that they need.
It's their own personal thing.
Miller says if trends continue, VBAs nationwide will dissolve by 2027. Hacker feels the same will be true for the DAV and other organizations if veterans choose not to serve after coming home from service.
Some also blame social media for young people not getting involved, saying young veterans don't see any worthwhile value in giving back to their local community. It's important to note that there is a national organization for Afghanistan and Iraq veterans, some 400,000 strong, but local groups say that lacks the community service opportunities that are essential here in the East. Courtney Allen, 9 on Your Side.
Now that you've already heard that and I know you appreciated it, I want to say something else. The people who provided this for me are working station somewhere else beside here, Connecticut. It's a special report, WMCT Channel 9, and it talks about local veteran service organizations aimed to recruit young veterans. I hope you enjoyed it. Follow through. Find a young veteran. Ask them what would they do with this old building, so that we can keep our camaraderie working. Yes, keep our camaraderie working. Let's find places where people can go who feel comfortable. And our young veterans will be the only ones to tell us what's going to make them feel comfortable about a building that was set for veterans who most of them are long gone. Stay tuned for more. We have more to come. This is WVETOnlineRadio.com, and of course, this is Voice for Veterans. All right, we're back. This time, I want to talk to everybody about something that's true and dear to my heart. And that is, since we're doing local and national, let's talk about some local stuff. And then we'll talk about some more national stuff. Three things are going on in this great country right now that is income driven. One of them, of course, is this new conversion from everything to cannabis, to CBD, to hemp. And it's a growing industry that a lot of our veterans will benefit from. So let's talk about that industry. How many veterans are in need of one thing to reduce pain, to reduce anxiety, to reduce all those things? They say that some of these new products out here beat opioids. And with the quest to stop having all of our butts and strung out on all these opioids, we at WVETOnlineRadio.com and also The Voice for Veterans want to say, if you have to have an opioid because your doctor said they had to have it, I can't tell you not to take it. But I can tell you that there are other things now that can surpass what that did without any of the side effects. VeteransCannabisOperations.org. Check it out. VeteransCannabisOperations.org. And I think you will find something that might make you feel better with less of the side effects. And I do have a couple of companies I'll be talking with and doing some interviews. And when that happens, I'll let you know when and where. And we're going to take the time to have a great conversation about alternative ways to take VSOs and make them work better for the new generation, and other ways to kill some of the pain and anxiety, for some of the PTSD and other anxieties that are easy to get now. Please pay attention, and we'll get back with you with several different places, times that you can go that will do that. Right here in St. Pete, at St. Pete Beach, there's a place called St. Pete Beach. Come out, enjoy. I'll be giving you all the address, where to look for different stuff, and you'll find them everywhere. The other side of this coin is that we need to please go to your local college, wherever it is. See what they can do to help. And SPC College, which is St. Pete College, is a wonderful, wonderful place. They had a radio station over there, but after COVID, they said they shut it down for a while because they couldn't get people on the campus to work at that time. And I met with them, and they're just ready to do their thing. Tyler Timpson is one of the representatives that I met there. And he said, school is coming back. We're looking for, you know, things for our students to do during this summer. So if anybody's looking for somebody to work, call SP College and tell them, please help me find somebody who wants a summer job. If you happen to be listening in Miami, call your local school there. Atlantis University is one that's totally supporting our veterans, no matter what. But there's plenty of other schools throughout the state that are doing that. So look for new employees at your colleges and ask them, if possible, send a veteran. Better than possible. Send a veteran anyway. Let's make that difference. Number two, in looking around and searching the internet and different businesses, I ran into a place called Army Nail Spa, 3434 17th Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33713. Open 7 days a week. For you veterans, please find Army Nail Spa. Get your nails done, activities, and support them. Please. Let's see if I can find the phone number, 727-202-7118. If you have to call them, set an appointment. Tell them you heard it right here. Saturday morning, Sunshine Radio, giving something for our voice for veterans. And of course, we're supported by American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and now U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. They're dealing with this all over the world, and we just want to let everybody know that we appreciate it. I didn't recognize how many veterans who came out of the military stayed overseas, whether it was in Europe, whether it was in the Japan area, whether it was South America, whether it was in the Caribbean. So we're talking for those people too. When you go on your website and find us, you'll find this information. So no matter where you are on the planet, we're here to help you. But if you're in our area, make sure you tell everybody that you listen to the radio. And there are a lot of veterans businesses who are looking for support. And as we say, adopt the term, we support veterans too. We support veterans too. That's aimed at the rest of the world. Let them know that you are a supporter of veterans by giving them a small discount. We'll help you with some kind of incentives if you need them. Tickets to shows and other things we do, we'll gladly send to the business so that you get the benefit of that veteran coming through and seeing what you have to offer. I do want to say I appreciate all my local people who support veterans. And local doesn't mean just our area, but local means anywhere where it's your people. Big cities have a local areas, and some of our rural communities have bigger local areas. So we're going to say thank you to all of those who are doing this and doing that. And if you happen to need something when it comes to real estate in St. Pete, it's Mike over there at Affordable Realty, and his team are just wonderful. They do a lot of rentals, so if you're looking for a temporary place, start with Affordable Realty. Start there. You can find them online, and you can find them everywhere. The second one, and I always use real estate because it's a part of our foundation, is Caldwell Realty. And you can, of course, ask for April, and she's right there at 5201 Gulfport Boulevard. Call them, 727-321-1212. If you're a veteran and you're looking for help, if you're military and you're looking for help, if it's come to real estate, give these two people a call. They're guaranteed they support veterans too. The third one that I want to talk about is a good friend of mine. His name is Dr. Bill Letson, the computer doctor. And he's been taking care of us for quite a while. He's also on Central Avenue, 1241 First Avenue North, right here in St. Petersburg, right next door to the police station. So if you take something over there, don't be running in and out too fast. They might stop you. Guess what? Free in-store diagnosis for all our veterans. And I do want to thank Bill over there for all the years of service he's given us and continues to give us. If you're a veteran and you've got a computer problem, start with Dr. Bill. Please, the computer doctor. That's three businesses. And don't forget, we always push Janice Live. I got a whole schedule getting ready to go up on our website, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And you go to events and you'll see where we're going to be publishing stuff from Janice Live. And I've been talking with them. If you're a veteran and you show your card, you will get some help with that. And they're right next door to McDenton, so you can always go in there and have a cold one or two. And they have great, great food. That's right downtown St. Pete in the new entertainment capital of this side of paradise. We're going to take St. Pete and do what they did with Broadway in New York, what they did with Hollywood in California. If you go to Atlanta downtown, CNN Center and everything is in one group. And they call that an entertainment community. Downtown St. Pete is getting ready to be the total entertainment community. First stop when you get to the West Coast of Paradise. If you get to Lakeland, come here. If you come to Sarasota, come here. If you're coming all the way to Land O'Lakes and you need to stop and enjoy some good entertainment, it's now downtown St. Pete. They got good places in Tampa, but if you want full entertainment, downtown St. Pete, everything from Tropicana Field to the pier is all for your entertainment enjoyment. Stay with us. A little bit more I'm going to talk about, and this show is going to be over and out. Okay, this week I went out and visited the director at Bay Pines VA Medical Healthcare System. And I was thoroughly impressed. They have a new young lady over there. Her name is Anna Hancock. And she's got a lot to say. We will be interviewing her very soon. And we want everybody to know. It all began with a movement by the United Senator Duncan Fletcher on January 5, 1929. When a bill introduced the U.S. Senate authorized the construction of a new branch of the National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers. The local government of St. Petersburg, private citizen civic organizations began relying on the efforts to attract a new home to this area. In 1931, President Hoover approved $750-acre site, Seminole Point, now known as Bay Pines, for a new soldier's home. We want to definitely give a special thanks and shout out to them because they are doing a great job. We can care of all the VA hospitals and medical centers around the country. And we came up, I think, number three. I'm going to say we're number one. Bay Pines VA healthcare system is one of the top three in the country. Feel free to go to the website, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and look for ways to support us. I know that somewhere along the way, we're going to be doing a telethon. You all are used to the word telethon. I remember when Jerry Lewis did his first telethon, bought all the overnight time on independent radio stations who didn't have stuff after 12 o'clock. Some of you all don't remember those days, but the TV went off at midnight. You got a color bar and and then Jerry Lewis found a way to buy that time and started out with the first cerebral palsy national telethon. I talked to a young group of students and told them we were going to have a telethon. And I wrote up a complete proposal. And guess what? I had one little student who was very nice, was very, very nice. And they said to me, I like it, but it won't work. I said, why won't it work? She says, all TV now is 24 hours. All radio is 24 hours. So what you're trying to do is sell something that doesn't need to be sold anymore. I said, then what can I do? She says, you don't need a telethon. What you need is a cell. C-E-L-L. You aim at all the cell phones instead of him aiming at an audience through overnight TV expansion, and you will be successful. So when you see ours, it's going to be cell-a-thon. Please, when you can, listen, enjoy, and donate. I finally got my phone call in that I was looking for the president and CEO, the chairman. American Veterans Alliance, an old trooper, been there, done that, and still doing it. Mr. McGee.
Thank you, Mr. Keith, boss of the beach.
Thank you,
I would first like to thank the families of all of our fallen heroes on this up-and-coming Memorial Day. We would like to personally say that a wreath on behalf of our fallen will be sent to our network, that everyone will see it, that we are thinking about our fallen brothers and sisters.
The main thing is, and I know you've been all over the world, talk to them about what that means, because we're losing all of these watering holes. I hate to call them that, but that's what they were.
Yes. I mean, you've had the old guard, the DAVs, American Legion, VFWs, et cetera, et cetera. But all these people are like us now. They're old organizations. And, you know, the young people, the Desert Storms and the Iraq veterans and those groups did not gravitate to those older organizations. And these younger people need an outlet, especially for their families, to go and network. And that's who we are. And this is what we try to provide to these younger veterans with the social media outlets, the smartphones. This is what they're interested in. And this is why we created the, in addition to the American Veterans Alliance, the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. A lot of our veterans are foreign and their families cannot navigate through the system of the VAs and all these other organizations. But they are familiar with the consulate or embassy. And that's where I feel that we are taking up the void for these families to call and get support for whatever their needs are.
And that's worldwide.
And that's worldwide. You know, that is U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, as well as our U.S. and Latin Veterans International Chamber of Commerce. you have veterans who did not come back to the states once their commitments to the military was. So they stayed in these foreign countries, but they still need an outlet. And that's who we are. We are the Veteran Support Embassy worldwide.
Boy, they needed to know that, because I'm getting calls from Venezuela. I'm getting calls from Germany.
Yes, London. We also. Yes, sir. We also get calls from all over the world daily. And we also have now for the last 3 years an outlet in the UK. So, you know, we try to hit where the veterans are. And as you very well know, the UK communities really support American veterans.
Yes, they do. And look for us. We're working on a direct line so that we can do plenty of stuff for the UK.
Yes, because sir. That's what we're doing also.
No, I know you're about, you got me started on it. So I know what we do. But I wanted to say that's a real big push for this country to now spend some time really working with those veterans who are outside the United States.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Keith, I've got to tell you this. We had a very important meeting, and these particular investors love the embassy idea. And they want to sort of take it over and get involved with the DOD, letting them know that we have another outlet, because the other ones are outdated. They do not work anymore. Right. And they want to push this embassy thing through the DOD and through private investors to make it work for the veterans and their families worldwide. And we applaud them. We are ready to move on this.
Well, I think it's time. And I know that people are ready. So let's stay on course. That's all we can do. Stay on course.
Yes, sir.
And we're in where we're supposed to.
And we really thank you and WVET for keeping that communications out there going. You know, we need, it's the whole thing is being able to communicate with the families and the country and these various communities about who we are and what we are doing for their loved ones.
That's correct. Well, again, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. We'll find somebody somewhere. I know where you're going in the Miami area. Make sure that we get a picture at the gravesite.
Yes, sir. We'll do that. We'll do that.
I'm telling everybody who's listening, if you ain't listening, call a friend. Go get 5 flags and go to any cemetery.
Any cemetery. And also Keith, go to our website. That's veteransburialwithdignity.org.
Yes, sir.
And let the site know about your loved one that you want to remember. That's veteransburialwithdignity.org. And we will be glad to hear from everyone who's listening.
I'll make sure that we do that. I've been talking to Lincoln Heritage. They've come on board to be a real supporter for our veterans, and they have that plan that they've laid out, and they've embraced this as well. And of course, that's Peter Gooden. We know that he's in it, so we want to thank Peter Gooden and of course Lincoln Heritage with their Funeral Advantage 9-point system. Many blessings. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, that finishes up today, and don't forget, next week it'll be Memorial Weekend. We'll look for a special Memorial Weekend show. Of course, right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and both Radio St. Pete and 96.7, the Sunshine Radio. Again, I want to thank Mr. Bardot and all the other people who are right here at this great radio station. And don't forget, this weekend is a jazz weekend in our area. Let's enjoy it. Let's look and listen. Find us, we'll be right here. Play that last little old bumper, and we're over and out. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.